When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So my name is Alex.
I'm Brett.
We're from Forever Dog.
Not associated with Brett Davis.
This is Brett Boehm. I'm Alex Ramsey. Here we are again at this show. We didn't want to do this show. I make this speech every time Brett is involved.
Not me, the other Brett.
The other Brett. We're contractually obligated to include Brett in our lineup of shows today. We don't want to. I'll repeat, Brett is a villain. He's a bad, bad guy. His podcast is absolute fucking trash.
Putting it lightly.
It's also disgusting, and I'm now... Like, we intentionally put him in this 1 p.m. slot so that people wouldn't come, but I guess you guys didn't get the word.
I don't even think Union Hall is open.
Yeah, Union Hall literally... They were like, we don't really open then. I was like, great, that's a perfect time for Brett's show. And you came. So as far as I'm concerned, like, you are all now complicit in the monstrosities that this man does on a day-to-day basis on his podcast.
Can I stop you right there? Hey, everybody.
Don't clap.
I'll make a real entrance in a second. It's just that this... This is our, you know, fifth live show, and you always arrive extra early, and then so it's sort of like you're warning the audience about me and the show.
I was in front of the door trying to get you guys to, like, not come in. I was, like, barring the door, but you still came, and
I've been doing this show. We did 100 episodes of the podcast for Laundry.
Please don't encourage him.
And I think, you know, I've proven myself at the last live show. I won the Podcast of the Year award, right? Ba-ba-da-da! Podcast of the Year.
It's not a real award.
So
it's a fake award that you
gave
yourself.
I think, you know, this attitude that I'm getting is not deserved. And, you know, I don't want to threaten. I don't threaten. I'm not threatening.
You're like, literally a murderer.
I'm not literally a murderer. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't kill anybody. However, I have been talking to other podcast networks, and...
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great news. That's
really great. Yeah. So maybe you're going to want to be a little nice to me, because this might not last forever.
This is honestly the best news of the day. Where are you going?
I don't want to say just yet, but I have leverage now.
What the fuck does that mean? I don't know.
You don't want to see me go.
No, we 100% want to see you go.
Look at this. Look, this is the audience that you would be giving up.
Honestly, fine. Fucking fine. You're a scourge on this network, and whatever the collateral damage is, we're willing to accept that at this point. I'm sorry. We love you guys. Thanks for coming out, seriously. But we just can't abide by this anymore. So where are you going?
I'll get into it later.
Okay.
Can you do me a proper intro so you get this 1 p.m. crowd just a little livened up?
I mean, now, yeah. We'll do it.
Absolutely. All right. Please welcome
Put your hands together for
the man who will soon be off this network.
And very excited.
Brett Davis. Woo! And his podcast. It's not our problem anymore. Woo! Podcast for Laundry. Woo!
everybody, to the podcast for laundry, the podcast of the year. Thank you so much for joining me here at Forever Dog Day, which may be my last Forever Dog Day. It's such a thrill to be here. We got this part of the New York Comedy Festival. We've got Megan Stalter that's going to come in just a little bit. Give it up for Megan. One of the hottest new faces on the comedy scene today. I remember when I was once that. But, you know, I'm so happy to be here. It is a 1 p.m. show, so, you know, things might get a little edgy. We do talk about laundry, but sometimes it strays a little bit. And there's going to be some, I guess, a backdoor pilot is what they call it in the biz. It's just like a little bit of a test run for a future potential thing that I will explain later. But I want to thank everybody for joining us here. And do you want to just talk about laundry? What question did I just fucking ask you, motherfuckers? I said, do you want to talk about laundry? Yeah! All right. So let's get this show started. Please welcome very special guest. She will be a cast member on the National Lampoon Radio Hour at Forever Dog. And I'm so thrilled to have her. Please give it up for Megan Stalter! Here's a seat for you.
Hi, hello everyone. Hi everybody. I noticed that they were a little bit dead silent when you said I was here as the guest.
Yeah.
I heard you said that you had to start going, give it up for her because you guys were all dead silent. But I'm just thinking that maybe it's because you're full from your brunches today.
That's, you know,
one person laughing.
Because I said, do you want to talk about laundry and. Really got nothing. How are you?
Don't be selfish, guys. I'm really good.
Thank you for joining us. I know you know you're a bit younger, and you know.
Oh, I'm not as young as you think, bud.
Doing a bunch of shows and partying all night.
How old do you think I am?
I think you're 19 years old.
Well, he up-aged me because I'm 18.
Yeah.
No,
I'm kidding.
I'm 29.
29. Well,
that's me taking my mask off, telling you. I'm 29.
You know, I'm 31, and it might not sound like a lot, but in entertainment, it is.
I think that's a hot age.
I will never be a 30 under 30.
Now that made my stomach hurt. Because that means I've only had about 2 years to get on one of those lists.
Yeah, but I think
it's sad work
to happen. So. Let me just kick it off with a customary icebreaker.
Oh, ow, he's kicking me.
I'm not kicking. Let's not joke about that because I have kicked audience.
You have? You kicked audience?
Literally at the last show, I attacked an audience. Several audience.
You attacked several at the same time?
Yeah. They were pissing me off.
What did they do? Not to put you on the spot.
There's one guy that fell asleep the last live show we did. And I... Oh yeah, that's my mom
right.
Out there. Hey mom, how's it going?
Go fuck yourself, Brett.
I love her.
Yeah, well, you know, I she hasn't been the most supportive of me throughout my creative endeavors, but
what did she say? She said trash. What did she say to you? Like, get up, little boy. Time to go to school today.
She's making fun of you, Mom.
No, I liked it. She's funny. You're disgusting.
See, she likes the dog.
You shouldn't even be here. What's your name?
Megan.
I think she want. No, she's saying she wanted me to be here, right? Do you want me to be here or Brett?
You shouldn't even be here with him. He's a scourge. Oh. Another man.
Why? This is the second time someone's called me a scourge. This is not fair. Okay, so yeah, my mom realized that if she started attending shows, she would have a soapbox to kind of belittle me.
You've created a little bit of a kingdom of aggression.
No, this is simply a laundry podcast where we talk about how you like to do laundry
yes.
and what your laundry habits are.
Yes.
Right? That's the enthusiasm I was hoping for you. All right, so...
They want to be here. It's one. They wanted to be here, because if they weren't, if they were, there's so many other things you can do at one. So we got the they wanted here to be so bad to be here.
You could be.
So why don't you guys stop being selfish with your laughs? Because you don't want, you could have been at the mall. There's a Target right around the corner.
There really is a Target 10 minutes. You could leave the show now and go to Target and come back in time for the end of the show.
I walked by and I was going, oh, well, we're going to go back there later, Meg. We're going to go back there later.
So when you do go to a Target and you enter the aisle, what's your turge?
I thought you were going to say, what's my song I sing? Hello.
No, I asked, what's your turge?
What does that mean, turge?
Your detergent.
Oh, my detergent. Oh. I was like, didn't know this was a sex podcast. What's my detergent? I usually get the cheapest thing, you know, little tiny squares. What if I started throwing up just now? I get the cheapest things that are little tiny squares. But I have to tell you guys, I don't think a girl like me should be having to do her laundry. I think I don't think a girl like me should be having to do her laundry. I think I deserve a drop-off laundry place.
Wow. So let's dig into that.
Yeah, I'm a princess.
Yeah, because
sometimes I do drop off, but and then I only wash half the clothes if I do that.
Well, good, because that means that's only half of your wardrobe that could be damaged or lost or stolen by a greedy laundromat.
Oh,
owners.
Someone's sick in the back. Don't come to a show if you're sick.
Yeah.
Someone coughed.
You're relatively new to New York City. Mm. You're a star of the Chicago comedy scene.
Whoa. Some of them wouldn't say that, but...
Hey, that's...
They'd say, the menace!
I read this in Time Out New York.
One clap. One clap. Honey, it's one clap. It's hard to get in there.
Yeah.
It's hard to get in there.
It's hard. So, how has this transition been for you?
And scary.
I mean,
vulnerable.
Specifically about doing laundry.
Oh, okay. It's been, well, let me tell you. In Chicago, we had a laundry place in the basement. A laundry place is in one washer and one dryer. So I was watching, no one's laughing, you're all just listening. I understand because I didn't say a joke yet. There was a laundry place in the basement. So I'd be washing my clothes, I'm going to be honest with you, every 3 weeks or so, because it was right there, so if I need something immediately, I could go down there. But I would wear all my clothes. I didn't have a lot of time because I was doing a lot of babysitting in Chicago. Mm-hmm. A lot of babysitting. At some points, I looked in the mirror and thought, oh, that's a mom, not a babysitter. But here, when I moved here, God help us. It is such an ordeal to do your laundry, people here. You have to get into your laundry basket. You got to put in the clothes. You got to walk to a block, which I'm not used to walking anywhere. Then you got to drop it off, or you got to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. It's hard to
this
be
is
here
why
doing it, laundry.
Podcast for Laundry is a New York-based podcast. Mm-hmm. It would only make sense here.
Did you think about doing it in Denver, though?
I thought about doing it in Denver. They've got a great podcast scene. High Plains, baby.
Did you know you could do it here? And then it doesn't matter. Any person can hear a podcast, whether they live in Denver or New York.
This is true. And anyone can understand what we're talking about. Like I said, from Montreal to Memphis, people are doing laundry.
That'd be a fun trip.
That would be fun.
Montreal to Memphis.
Laundry is a universal thing. And that's why when I pitched this, not to go on another fucking tangent.
Do
here,
it!
When I pitched this to Forever Dog, I was like, look, anyone could like this. And because of that, I think everyone will. And this is proof positive. This is a hot 1 p.m.
It really
crowd.
Is.
Yeah.
I feel like our mics are getting quieter by the second. Are you trying to turn us off? Kidding. I'm kidding, girl. But yeah, I felt like the Forever Dog guys were really weird to you earlier. But I thought it was really funny.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing that. And you're part of a Forever Dog podcast now, the National Lampoon
Woo!
Comedy Hour.
Woo!
That's coming out in a few weeks. So
don't you think if they were so mad at you, why wouldn't they take your podcast off?
Well, I have an ironclad contract.
Oh.
So, you know, I've got that going for me, and they honestly, there's literally nothing I can do to get them to kick me off except breach my contract. And I know I dot my P's and Q's. You know, that's not going to happen.
Well, the show's not over today. Maybe we'll get you kicked off today.
No.
Anything can happen on a live show. Oh, hello.
We've got some employees of the Union Hall. What a great establishment.
Yeah, for the audio, the people are walking in and out. They're not leaving the show, but they're coming in and
I think, like Alex said, this did open an hour earlier to accommodate the show. So cheers to Union Hall for really making an exception.
Yes.
But yeah, you now you work for a national campaign. You don't have to babysit anymore.
Well, the job's over now.
Yeah. So
sad.
It's the beginning of many jobs.
A lot of babysitting things I'm going to be having to line up.
I think your days of babysitting are over.
She seems worried.
I'm not worried for
you. Thank you.
However, now you have the whole day. I hope you didn't spend all your paychecks. Now you have the whole day to
do. I spent all of them.
No.
There's nothing left. I actually had to walk here. I couldn't even take the train. Oh. And I've been, because I was buying a lot of different stuff. Because ever since the job started, I thought, well, now I'm never going to have to do laundry. So every outfit I've been wearing, it's been a new one. Mm-hmm. And new bath towels. I spent all my checks on new bath towels and stuff.
So this is exciting. Now you have a backlog of moldy towels and brand new clothes just worn once.
I've been throwing them away. So I've been wearing something all day, throwing it away. That's what you do when you get a job. I thought, that's my first one besides the babysitting.
Well, you know, regardless, let's dig into what your laundry habits are when you're not doing drop-off and cutting corners.
Which I should
call it.
I think I should be able to do drop-offs.
I call doing drop-off a wicked game. I usually don't do this live in front of people.
Oh, but, pornography.
No, it's actually a Chris Isaac video. That's not playing. It's fine.
Oh, I keep going. Okay, so it's audio, so if it doesn't play, we'll have to... Oh,
there we
okay.
go. Strange world design. I think what you're doing is a wicked game, right? People drop off.
I didn't know. I thought we were all coming to say what we really felt.
It's not an attack. It's tough love.
Just because you're obsessed with your laundry doesn't mean we have to be obsessed with doing it ourselves.
Yeah, but I...
Woo! Yeah!
Wait, don't Woo! Cheer against laundry. That's literally
we
the worst
don't want
to
touch it. We don't want to... Ow. We don't want to touch it. We don't want to clean it. We want to be wearing new outfits. We want to be not washing our laundry. We want to be dropping off when it's possible. And we want the National Lampoon to have a second season so that I can work again. Or I'll also take a Netflix sitcom or something. But I really would rather do the Lampoon thing.
Oh, Oz, right. Yeah, okay, great. I totally support the latter. However, the former... If you do get a Netflix show...
Yeah, if Netflix is listening, I would be really good at Funny at Voices.
Oh, they're listening.
Okay, thank you for listening, Netflix. I have a lot of big people trying to help me out, and I would love to be on your show.
There's a pitch doc for the show for laundry, too, FYI Netflix.
And I don't know if for sure I'm good for that, but...
When your star does take you to the stratosphere, you're going to want something to ground.
Well, I don't know if I should be on that because you're being really weird about me not even wanting to do my laundry. And you're being like, you're a bitch. You're gross.
I didn't say bitch.
You're a bad girl.
I didn't call you a bad girl.
Because you don't want it. You wanted to do it. You said that?
I didn't call you a bitch in front of anyone.
In front of anyone? You didn't even want to know what he said to me in the green room.
Well, you're being a little... Well, okay. So...
Ow, he's pinching me.
I'm not pinching.
Ow,
there's
God.
There's an audience here. They can bat, what, excuse me, polka dot shirt, was I pinching?
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
Really hard.
Fuck you.
And he said, I can't believe you guys didn't hear him on the audio because he turned the mic off, but he said, you are so gross, Megan. I can't believe you're on the show. This show's awesome and you suck and I'm going to pinch your arm. He said that. Ow!
That's
not
what you
really
get.
Happened.
Yeah, that's what you get. This is a no-spin cycle here.
What if he did start really hurting me and I was like, okay, this isn't part of it. Sorry for being a little menace. Are you mad at me?
I'm just mad that you're doing drop-off. I think it's a wicked game to play.
But you're supporting that place. If we don't do drop-off, then they're kind of just having a boring time.
No, you can support them by bringing your hamper and entering the corridor of dreams, the cacophony of cleanliness, and be one with your brothers of humanity, and get your hands in the dirty clothes, do the washing, because it's such a religious...
My hands are dirty enough. I don't need to be touching dirty clothes.
Well, then wash them first. I don't know.
You want me to wash my hands?
Yes.
And then wash the clothes?
Yes.
And then
I would
wash
like you
the
to
clothes,
wash your hands.
And then wash them again?
Yeah.
That's a lot of washing, honey. You don't think I would have made a soap?
Honestly, put the dirty clothes in and then just leave your hands in there for a minute.
My laundromat couple, the one that runs mine.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I own a laundromat. The couple that runs the one I own. I heard them the other day say, oh, God, I hate when people come in here and watch their own laundry. I wish I could get a load of that. I wish I could be touching their clothes.
They said that?
Yes.
Well, first you quoted an incomplete thought. Because you said, I hate when people come in and do their own laundry.
They do.
I want to get a load of that.
And then they say, well, I hate when people come in and do that. Because I think about it to myself. I wish I could be washing their clothes. They're so selfish to be coming in here washing their own. I haven't even got to look at One Piece yet today. They said that.
All right, I'm going to assume there's some paraphrasing going on.
There isn't.
All right.
There is not.
Well, you know what? Who here has done drop-off? Round of applause.
I heard a lot of, yes, we do it.
That's about half the crowd.
Sometimes it's nice to do, don't you think?
Well, wait. Who here has returned home with your neatly folded bag of laundry with something missing?
And who?
Oh, come on.
Who here, if that happened, would think, wow, God must have wanted them to have my yellow sweater.
No.
God must have been wanting to bless someone with that, a really cute thing that I had. I'm not wrong. And guess what? Who here is thinking Megan's a little brat? Because she wants to drop off her laundry and support local communities once in a while. One person thinks she's a brat. Yeah. I think she's a fucking princess. Are we allowed to say princess on the podcast?
We're allowed to say princess.
I think that it's not... Well, to be honest, I wash... Sometimes I do. Sometimes I wash my own. Once in a while. Once when I'm in literal hell, then I'll wash it myself.
Well, let's unpack that. Why is it a literal hell for you to wash your own clothes?
Because I can barely hold the coin when I'm trying to pick it up. It's so slippery to be holding coins.
Okay.
And it's making me upset that you bring me here, and then you're making me humiliate in front of everyone, because I thought we were about to talk about how fun it is to be dropping off your clothes and going, bye, I'm going to go to have a sandwich.
No, this is a safe space. Okay?
It's not feeling safe. It's feeling very dangerous.
It's
very feeling like there's
safe.
A monster around every corner.
This is a
I
very
feel like
safe space.
That I've won the lottery and the prize was one night in hell with you. One night? It's 1 p.m. 1 p.m. in hell with you.
Look,
you can't think that? You don't think we're in hell?
You know, I think this mentality you have is hell.
I thought it was going to be heaven. I thought we were going, oh, God, Megan, where's your favorite place to drop off your laundry? But no.
Yeah, where?
Oh, Megan!
Where is your favorite place to drop off laundry?
The closest place to my apartment, and I don't remember the name of it, but it's next to a really beautiful little grocery store. No, it's not. I lied. I said that. It's next to nothing. There's a lie. Everything I say has some little lie in it.
All right. Let's put the cheese on the cracker, okay? Let's.
I didn't know there was beef snacks here.
Let's talk real.
Yeah.
Because you've got some fear of doing your laundry.
Well, you're scaring me.
Well, I'm saying that this is a religious experience. It's meditative. It's blissful, and I feel like you're missing out on that. And it's such a uniquely uniquely New York experience. And I want you to have that.
I don't want me to have it. I don't need to have every experience everyone else has, bud.
Fuck. All right.
I'm sorry. That hurt him.
It did
hurt
him.
One second. Just, guys, talk amongst yourselves. I'm really sorry that I had to do that to you. But the way you're acting right now, you're putting me in that place. You're basically begging me to yell at you.
Is this a class thing? Is it that you
no.
Because you came out and you're like, I'm a star. I don't need to do my own laundry.
I don't remember saying that. I'm a star. You said it, and I went, oh, I guess. And then you came out and said that. And I thought you
have the perfect memory of what people say.
I came out and I said, I'm a star.
You said something along those
did
lines.
Did I?
Polka dot shirt. Did she say, I'm a star?
No.
Fuck you, man.
I think I said, the stars are out because you're here, Brett, and it's in the middle of the day, but it seems like it's night because you're here.
Polka dot shirt, is that the direct quote?
Yes.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Okay. I understand laundry can be kind of boring, and it's not the most glamorous.
Oh, I do not think it's boring. Not to one bit. I think it's absolutely terrifying to be doing it yourself, though. I don't think we're really trained for that. Did I go to school for that? No.
No, you have somebody show you. Do you ever see Friends?
That felt aggressive. The hand.
Oh, come on.
He's holding his whole hand out on me.
Have you ever seen Friends?
I love Friends.
Okay, Ross and Rachel. When did their first kiss take place?
I think that is just literally the disgusting. You bring something like that up.
I think it's very sweet.
Something disgusting about how you just said that, because I'm not going to go to my laundry. Hello there, bud. I have dirty hands, and these are my dirty clothes. Let's be kissing. That's insanitary.
First, you should really wash your hands.
You want me to wash everything.
Yeah. We're on the podcast for laundry.
You are obsessed.
I am obsessed. I am obsessed because it's worthwhile.
Do you think you might have a problem, though?
No, I think...
Obsession.
I think...
Obsession.
Every time I go into the laundromat, I feel that same feeling that Ross and Rachel felt when they kissed. Except
that is not normal.
My love is the laundromat itself.
I just think maybe you're more, you know how to do it, and the people that work in a laundromat, they're amazing. The clothes smell amazing, really good. When I go in there, I'm a dirty little rat. And I'm going, oh my God, I'm a rat. Let me go wash it. Everyone's frowning. And I think it's not, I go, I gotta get out of here. It's the same as if I was in a hospital. Well, and I wasn't sick. You know, walking around a hospital, what are you doing in here?
Yeah, that is weird.
That'd be weird. That's what I feel like when I'm in a laundromat if I'm washing my own clothes.
I have a pitch for you. But I'm going to need some help for it. I want to explain why I find the laundromat so peaceful, why other people throughout history have found it peaceful, and truly what it inspires in me.
Okay.
And I'll admit that some of it might be a bit of a tangent on its own. But we have a former guest of the show, Simon Haynes. Let's bring out Simon Haynes. Simon is the musical mastermind behind Tradici Bacci, which is a great band. And we are going to do a little song for you. And
this
for
is
the
a
listening
sweet surprise.
Audience.
This is a sweet little treat for us.
And I think by the end of it, you will have a newfound appreciation of the world of laundry. And hopefully you will too, audience.
It's going to be okay, everybody.
Just sit and stand here.
Yeah. doing your own laundry is actually pretty nice. You can get a better end result at a much cheaper price. But if you feel like the only people not doing drop-off is only you and me, here's a list of people who do their own laundry.
2 and 3, 4.
Rachel and Ross kissed at the dromat. Penny and Sheldon go to the room, let more just to chat. On Dr. Horrible sing-along blog, he found sweet amour. Even Doctor Who found love at the laundry store. Can I pause it for a second? I just want everybody to know that for the listening audience, there is visual examples. All these people look so happy at the laundry. Look at that face. That's Doctor Who.
He's showing us pornographic images.
Actually, why don't we do... We could go back and you could sing the lyric and then describe what's happening in the picture if you wanted to.
Who's running the show?
I am.
Dave Chappelle had a laundry sketch about seducing in slow-mo. Then there's my beautiful laundrette. Laundry loving a la homo. Sandler and Big Daddy use the laundromat to bone. And you can have a sexy time if you're all alone. While cleaning my Nautica, I write laundry erotica. It's so exotica to write laundry erotica. And I should note that this is kind of more about me than you now. But if you have an interest in erotica or erotic fan fiction...
I have an interest in us being taking you to the hospital because the way that you're acting right now about this laundry stuff is really freaking me out.
Simon? Mulder and Scully fucking on the wash machine. Blanche serene, menage a trois avec Jules et Jim et Catherine. Batman and Joker peel off wet clothes after a thunderstorm. Tony Stark and Cap'n Bucky while washing uniforms. Peter and Lois rendezvous in their laundry basement. Guess what happens after? It's pure defacement. So many characters fuck at the laundromat. Because most of the day and night, that's where my thoughts are at. While cleaning my Nautica, I do laundry erotica. It's really exotica. So write laundry erotica. So be a Tom Perotica and write something real Nautica. If you really, really wantica, write laundry erotica. He didn't rehearse.
Well, guess what? It was hard not to dance during it because it was very catchy, sort of like an Adam Sandler tune.
Yeah.
But I'm so upset, and he was frowning during it too because I thought that now, even though it was a very funny song, a very catchy song, it felt very dirty watching little pictures of people half trying to kiss. I feel like I have to take a shower now. Now your dream came true because I'm watching something. My entire body.
All right. I guess I'm not going to break you.
But the last one I know you found from a pornography.
I blocked out. I cropped out the pornography in this last image.
But it means you saw it, though.
Well, yeah.
Did you search it, or did you find it?
It was research for the New York Comedy Festival.
Did you find it on your own during a little play session, or did you search that?
I can't. I'm not going to answer that question.
A play session.
You know,
that's
this is the problem with this generation, Gen G, because you know you guys come on and you really just wanted all yourselves. And, you know, I know that we did establish there's a 2-year difference, but I think it's a big 2-year difference.
We are about the same age.
And we have a whole different lookout on life the way we're acting right now.
You know, I have a whole different lookout on life, too. Because Forever Dog, as you heard, they treat me like shit, like a dog. That's something I've been saying a lot, that, like, relating humans to dogs. You know, I'll say awful things, admittedly, but then I'll listen to the podcast here and back because it's fun to hear me say awful things, and they've edited it out. They've made their little snips and cuts and
bleeps
and bloops.
What kind of stuff? Maybe you say it now.
Well, you know what? I think I will. Because this is now a backdoor pilot for my new show.
Does that mean, backdoor?
Oh, you'll find out.
Scared.
I had a general meeting, which is another industry term for the beginning of a long and lasting relationship, with the people at Compound Media, who were formed like Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony. He got fired from his radio show for saying awful things and beating up somebody, and
oh my God,
this is America, you know. I am also a little sick.
Okay?
I'm a little sick. This is America, and everyone should have a platform for free speech. And I've been performing a lot at the LOL Comedy Club in Times Square. Sweetheart, you should pray that you'll one day perform there, honey.
I'll be praying never to even step foot in Times Square.
Don't polka dot shirt.
Light laughter, but I got a clap out of him.
You know how I said this?
That's my son now.
This is no longer a safe space, because this is the Legion of Lint.
Welcome, everybody. Compound Media presents its brand new show, The Legion of Lint. All right. Welcome to the show. These are some of my buddies from the LOL Comedy Club. Let's get some chairs up here for you boys.
Yeah! LOL!
Yeah!
Best comedy club just north of 24th Street and south of 38th.
You're our guest. You're the guest of the first episode of the Legion of Lint.
Yeah! Strap in!
Is everyone okay in here?
Nuh-uh. This ain't a safe space. And if you're scared, trigger please.
Wait, what can we do for sure?
Trigger please.
Are we saying trigger please?
Don't put your hand up!
I thought the hand was a trigger.
Cowards put their hands up and ask questions.
As a comedian, I'm sure you've performed on the college campuses, which are just a war on free speech. Well,
sure. Can't say anything.
You can't say a damn thing.
You can't say, hey, swipe me in, I want a meal. You can't say anything like that anymore.
Can you say it if you have a meal card?
I don't. I didn't graduate from high school.
And then you're just going, oh, swipe me in, I need a meal.
Hey, it would be fun if you gave me a meal, kid.
That seems normal that you could do that.
Yeah, you used to be able to.
No, I think you probably could still do that. Mm-hmm. If you had a meal card and you were paying for it.
Whoa. All right, we don't have the National Lampoon money to pay for our meal cards.
I spent all the money. I don't have any money.
Well, then you and I are the same.
Wow. So as a comedian, I think you'll appreciate the people, the vanguards of free speech.
When you say that, is everyone a comedian? Everyone's there. You guys are a comedian.
Yeah.
We had like LOL.
You
don't know these guys?
I just met you just now. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah.
What's the biggest comic club in New York City? It's the LOL Comedy Club in Times Square.
It's 10 stories up. It's the biggest.
The Comedy Cellar of the North.
Yeah.
Is that not a gift shop? It sounds like
it's gift of comedy.
Toy store.
It's a lot of things.
Look. You go to a show at, you know, fuck it, Union Hall, and you'll just see some bozos that are,
Brooklyn comedy, because someone's probably wearing a wig.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they're hopping off their open mic set to beg for a $5 payment for a show.
They're doing all their bits like, hey, I got a funny coat and my girlfriend's my boyfriend, all their stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's my boyfriend.
Yeah. That's their new bits in Brooklyn, I think. They don't ask me to come here anymore.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
I walked.
You walked, but they were saying, don't.
Yeah, I walked. I got on the Brooklyn Bridge, and a guy in a vest was like, hey, buddy, don't do this.
But you did it.
Yeah, I walked on the part with the cars.
Because we're fearless. We're fearless.
That's right.
Yeah.
If
you go to LOL Comedy Club, I'm not acting different. If you go to LOL, I'm not acting different.
You are acting different. Not, your voice sounds different.
My voice is totally the same. If you go to the LOL Comedy Club, you're going to see comedians from Comedy Central.
Yep.
From HBO. Uh-huh. And if you don't even know it, people will all be on the street to tell you about it.
They'll tell you.
What will they say?
Get inside, watch the show.
Do you like comedy?
Do you like comedy?
Get inside. They'll yell at you. And if you don't answer, they'll say it again.
Like in the Pete Holmes show?
Pete wishes it was
don't
like
even
that.
Get me started on that. Crashing, shot on film, why?
What do you think it should have been shot on?
iPhone.
So you liked the show, you just didn't like how good it was.
I think it was a bit pretentious with the film.
Yeah.
And also, I should have had a bigger part.
You don't want to get comedians talking about crashing.
Yeah.
What was your part in
craft
the
services?
Show? So that isn't really a part. It's more like a job.
Is there a credit? Is your name in the credits? Yes, it is.
Is your name in the credits?
Yes, that's why I'm Big Tim Pine, parentheses, HBO.
Because you did.
Because I did craft services on Crashing.
I should intro my buddies. These guys are the headliners.
You took your jacket off. You're being so different.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting used to it. These are the headliners. These are, if you go there at 9 p.m., 10 p.m., you'll see these guys.
Midnight.
I'm a little more, like, later.
He's a 4 a.m. guy.
Yeah. Hey, you're working your way up, though.
3 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, do you want to be the 3 a.m. guy?
No.
Well, it's, you know, it's hard to get to be the 3 a.m. guy.
Do people come out when it's 3 a.m.?
Yeah, a lot of these people are on European time. They're coming. They're right off the...
They're on vacation.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I want to experience New York. But it's already, you know, 2:30
in the morning.
The city
that never sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
3 a.m.
We're proof. And, you know, you could say some real fucked up shit at 3 a.m. too. Because, you know, it's late night.
It's truth time.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you without them listening for a second?
Absolutely not.
All right.
You are being really, really a rascal right now. You are acting so different. You're turning your hat around. Please don't do
Brett,
this.
Brett, could we talk without her for a second?
Yeah.
Why are you letting her talk to you like that?
She's a friend.
What?
A what?
She's a younger comic than I'm trying.
Oh, younger comic. Okay.
Brett, can I talk to you?
Try to raise her
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
oh, yeah.
Brett, can I talk to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not that much younger than you.
Jeez.
Stop.
But in New York years, you're
I need to connect to you. I need to connect to you. Mm-hmm. You need to be with Forever Dog and be a good boy.
Forever Dog.
Forever Dog. You don't want to live in the dog.
Sometimes
she's saying men are dogs. Come on over to Compound Media with us.
Dude, Compound's the best.
You don't want to be a compound. That's not even a good pet. You want to be a dog. You want to be a Forever Dog.
Dude, Anthony lets you live in the house if you go on Compound Media. You don't even have to pay rent anymore.
We have the best shows. We have Quiet Wife, Happy Life. Mm-hmm. We got Immigrants to the Back. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Do you guys have wives?
What?
Do you have...
Had? Did you say, do we had wives?
Do we have one wife? This isn't Brooklyn, honey. We have two separate wives.
Do you, like, their audience has turned
and
on
they're
you.
Gone.
The audience has turned on
That's
you.
That's because we're telling the truth.
The audience has turned on you.
That's because they can't handle it. Also, this is the most people we've ever
built
performed
our
for.
I'm very nervous.
We're very nervous at this.
Small because it's
we only want the best audiences at LOL.
Everyone start chanting, Brett, you're a good guy.
Don't.
Come
That's
back.
That's too long of a chant.
No.
Brett, they can't remember that.
Guy.
You can't. No,
you're
no.
a good guy.
You're terrible at chants.
Look.
No, this is how you do crowd work. Hey, where are you from? It stinks.
Forever
Dog. How about this? Where are you from? I love that place.
Is that your wife? Why? Stuff like that.
Is that your wife? Why?
Big Timmy's the master.
That's how you do crowd work. Oh.
I should intro the Legion of Lint.
Legion of Lint.
I'm Brett Threat Davis.
I'm Big Tim Pine.
I'm Kyle Jones. I'm white.
And I'm worried. You cannot do this to yourself. You were acting so... I thought we, even though I was being really mean earlier to you, I thought we were building a relationship together.
You know, that's the thing. All you liberals, you're all like...
Look at how you're sitting on the chair. Like,
yeah, I'm head spreading. Is there something wrong
that's
with
how
that?
You, that's how you sit when you want to tell people how you really feel.
Yeah. You are sitting on the chair. You're saying, like, get a picture of this. You're saying, like, there's not a care in the world.
Mm-hmm. Not when you're a white man.
You're saying, like, you never want to have a relationship with a woman again.
You know, honestly, I don't. Because they're liars.
Less time to hang out with the boys.
That's right.
And these the green room shenanigans we get up to.
Yeah, we do stuff like make Brett sweep. That's fun.
That's a good one.
We do that.
Sort of like a hazing.
I'm worried about it.
We do a push-up contest, Brett only. Mm-hmm.
Why Brett only?
It's fun to see how many push-ups he can do.
Pretty low.
Well, do you see that? You want to be bonded with two people that won't even do some of the workouts themselves?
They say they like me to do it, you know?
Yep.
That seems really like a dom.
As long as someone in the room...
These are doms. Underdog is for your culturistas. Compound Media is for your culture warriors.
Yeah. We're veterans.
Yeah, Union Hall is for your alt comedy. But LOL is for your halt... bullshit.
Well, I never heard of LOL. I've heard of Forever Dog. I love it. Heard of Union Hall. I'm obsessed.
The thing about Union Hall and LOL that are similar is that they both don't have windows, but LOL is above the ground and doesn't have windows. So it doesn't even make any sense. Right?
Bad reception at both places.
Very awful.
Honestly. But maybe you could play bocce ball upstairs, but at LOL, you could literally go out to some of the world's greatest arcades.
I don't think I want to be in an
arcade. One of the world's biggest McDonald's is right down the street.
I don't need it to be that big. I need one McDonald's to be small.
There's
normal.
Still peep shows in Times Square. Mm-hmm. You just got to know where to look.
But also, there's Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
No, I forget what we're doing.
Thank you. And the Dave and Buster.
I think we're kind of.
I like Ripley's.
Yeah. We're bringing you into the fold a little bit.
I say not.
You don't believe
it? If my choices are believe it or not, I choose not.
Well, I think life's a little bit more fun if you believe in stuff.
I believe in one thing, the power of comedy.
That's right. Damn straight.
Thank you.
And he hasn't even looked at me once since being on stage. Now, do you want to be connected
it's
to someone
you're a
like that?
It's because you're a woman.
Don't take it personally.
I thought you loved women. I thought you said, I'm obsessed with girls.
I am obsessed
with girls.
You said I love girls. Normally.
You know, maybe you were talking to the old Brett. This is the new Brett.
Hey, look Brett, at me. I liked the old Brett.
I don't think you did though.
I think looking back, I did though, because I could be honest. And now I'm begging you to come back to the good place.
See, that's what happens. You know, we all tried to play the game.
We tried.
We got pushed to the margins, and then you know what? We turned around. We were brandishing swords of truth.
Well, you just took your sword of truth and cut my head off, and now I have to be in the hospital in the ER.
And you hate the hospital.
And I hate the hospital.
Wait.
They got to sew my head back on.
I also hate the hospital, actually.
See, we are a lot more alike than you.
No, we're different.
Maybe we
Big Tim had a pretty botched gastric bypass surgery.
What about this? We do an improv.
Only my one arm got thin.
Yeah.
What if we open our hearts together and did an improv team?
Improv? We don't do improv. We do one
We're
person
doing it right now.
Sitting on a stool telling the truth.
We're doing it right now.
That's
we
what
don't
I
have
do.
A script.
I sit on a stool and I talk about how my wife is bad even though she left me 10 years ago.
What you're doing right now?
I talk
what you're
that.
Doing right now is improv.
But no, what I'm doing right now is speaking from the heart.
Any joke they've made on stage, I've heard them say multiple times.
Yes. But every conversation
the believe it or not thing,
everything,
you say that all
the
time.
Yeah, that's usually how I go, you guys ever been to Ripley's Believe It or Not? And then before they answer, I keep talking. I go, I choose not, is what I say to the crowds.
Why don't you believe that? Why don't you believe in a little shrunken head? You don't believe that?
How can a head shrink? I've never seen it.
In a shrinking machine? You've never thought about a shrinking machine?
Okay, to be fair, I've never thought about a shrinking machine.
We're all doing improv at all times, guys. When you're talking to someone, that's improv. When you go on the bus, you don't know what's going to happen on there.
Yes, it does. It will drop you at your mom's house.
Maybe not, though.
That's what I always take the bus for.
You know, it's time for a segment. Let's do the Lint Trap.
Lint Trap.
Hold for bumper. Hold for bumper. Hold for bumper.
I'm in charge.
Welcome to the Lint Trap.
You're in it now.
So, what did you think of the last UFC fight?
It's
pretty good. I like the hitting and the head.
I thought there was an early stoppage in the main event.
Yeah, no refs is really my thing. There should be no refs.
I'm praying to God that you guys... At this point, I'm praying to God that I can get you guys to church. That's what I'm doing.
There's only one church, Joe Rogan's basement.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'd go there any day if he asked me.
And so would you. You'd enter that line.
I do not think I would, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think me and you need to go to the mall after this, and we need to be talking about what's going on within your life. Because you are, this right now, to me, sitting here with you three, this is you are trying to bring Brett into the pits of hell with you. And I think he's a good guy, and I think that he is not going to go down that easily.
I'm with us, hanging out, yelling at kids.
What are you yelling at?
They're around. I don't like it.
But what are you yelling at them?
Move, mostly. Move away. Stuff like that.
You do a fun trick. You go, hey, kid, come here. Get away from me.
Yeah.
Now that's not
you
nice.
You pull them in.
That's kind of fun. You think you're going to give them a gift or a candy, and then you go, get away from me. And you do this.
See, you gotta make a fist.
The audience is worried about their kids now. So you
good, they should be worried. It keeps you on edge.
If you have a kid here, let me hang out with them for a little bit.
If you have a kid here and you're here at 1 p.m., I'm going, well, let me get, I want contact to your babysitter because when I have kids, I want to be having a babysitter that, never mind.
Well, so, thanks so much, guys, for coming on. I just want to get a vibe from the audience because you are my laundry heads and you do come first.
Y'all fucking?
No. That's one of his best bits, but it's going to take 10 minutes if you answer him.
You ever fucking Italian guy? All right.
So who likes the old podcast for laundry format?
AKA cowards. Oh, seven people.
And then, Polka Dot Guy changed his shirt. That's huge. We got to see it.
That's true. He's wearing a sweater now.
Hey, where'd you get the shirt from? Polka Dot Store? Interesting.
Now he's wearing a different one.
I say stripes are solids. Polka dots are for cowards. All right. People in Brooklyn don't like crowd work.
Who here likes the all new, the aggressive, the macho, the honest, fucked up, slightly alt-right, legit?
And before you answer, I will be at the door watching everyone leave.
But he's not allowed to touch or talk to you.
Do the thing.
All right, who wants the Legion of Lin?
All right, so far. It's definitely loud.
I can't hear over the Papa Roach song.
The wedding song.
Coming to the pilot episode of the Legion of Lin.
You're welcome.
For the podcast for laundry. I want to thank my boys.
Cal Jones.
Tim Pye.
I want to thank Megan Tony. Stalter. Thank you. Got any plugs? You got the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Here's my plug. Go to church. Find out who your real friends are. Stay close to your family. Call your mom. And listen to the National Lampoon Radio Hour coming out in December. Wow. And also, please follow me on Twitter. Please follow me on Instagram. Please pay me on Venmo.
Yeah, and, also, apropos of nothing, there's a great show called Little Time with Mike and Diego.
Oh, I bet it sucks.
Mike Bruce and Diego Lopez.
That was awful.
Hey, I know you guys think they're snowflakes, but they're funny, too.
They talk about their feelings on there.
Shut up!
And thank you so much. We got tons more Forever Dog shows. This might be my last hurrah. Forever
good.
Dog. Enjoy the rest of Forever Dog Day at Union Hall. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.